Mini episode 771 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 771 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider for our 13th season covering the NFL. This is your week 7 recommendation for fantasy football starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are three quarterbacks, Cam Newton, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady, when available. There are eight running backs, Todd Gurley, David Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Ezekiel Elliott, Eddie Lacy, Devontae Freeman, Lamar Miller, and Doug Martin. There are nine wide receivers, Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Dez Bryant, A.J. Green, Allen Robinson, Brandon Marshall, and Jordy Nelson. There are four tight ends, Rob Gronkowski, Jordan Reed, Delanie Walker, and Greg Olsen. With the gimmies out of the way, in a moment, a look at the more marginal picks for this week. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider. Get on up,
stay on the scene. What happened, Toast?
I think he's on steroids. It's like trying to cover a f***ing racehorse.
Get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up, like a sex machine. Get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene.
Remember, our recommendations for the Thursday NFL games are always up on our Twitter account at the FDH Lounge. Dallas and Carolina are on the bye this week. We like 15 QBs this week. Blake Bortles, Drew Brees, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, Andy Dalton, Colin Kaepernick, Eli Manning, Marcus Mariota, Matt Ryan, Philip Rivers, Alex Smith, Matt Stafford, Tyrod Taylor, Russell Wilson, and Jameis Winston. We like 26 running backs. Jay Ajayi, C.J. Anderson, Le'Veon Bell, Giovanni Bernard, LeGarrette Blount, Jamal Charles, Tevin Coleman, Isaiah Crowell, Matt Forte, Mike Gillisley, Melvin Gordon, Frank Gore, Jeremy Hill, Mark Ingram, Chris Ivory, Duke Johnson, Matt Jones, Jerick McKinnon, Christian Michael, DeMarco Murray, Jaquizz Rodgers, Darren Sproles, Spencer Ware, Terrence West, James White, and TJ Yeldon. We like 17 wide receivers, Doug Baldwin, Kenny Britt, Brandon Cooks, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, Marvin Jones, Brandon LaFell, Jarvis Landry, Jeremy Maclin, Emmanuel Sanders, Sterling Shepard, Golden Tate, Demaryius Thomas, Michael Thomas, and Mike Wallace. We like seven tight ends, Gary Barnage, Kobe Fleener, Jimmy Graham, Hunter Henry, Travis Kelce, Kyle Rudolph, and Jacob Tammy. Every week we also recommend five of these players as especially strong, And this week's slate includes Matt Ryan, Andy Dalton, DeMarco Murray, Amari Cooper, and Travis Kelce. Note that, like last week, this is one of the only times all year that you may want to use a running back instead of a wide receiver in your flex spot if you have one. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports. And be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Matthew Modine, Jeremy Shapp, and Carmine Appice from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.